We have State Representative Ahmen Brown. He is running in the Democratic primary for Philadelphia mayor among 8 other candidates. Some of them we've already had on the show. Ahmen Brown currently represents District 10, which is parts of West Philly, in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. He was elected in 2020. Ahmen Brown, welcome to Studio 2.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. On your website, you have a pretty detailed public safety plan. That seems to really be the focus of your campaign. Can you pick out one or two things in that public safety plan that you think are innovative and can make a big difference?
Yes. Thank you for reading it or looking at it. It's a very comprehensive plan. It was put together by some serious law enforcement officials, top law enforcement officials from across the country, but mainly Joe Fitzgerald, who was my cousin. He was a former Philadelphia police officer. And his son, my cousin, Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald, was the Temple officer that was killed. So he helped me draft this public safety plan. And some of the things that stand out is the warrant enforcement for the violent offenders. There's thousands of open bench warrants for violent offenders, attempted murder, things of that nature. And they shouldn't be on our streets. You know, so we're going to bring back 24/7 warrant enforcement in partnership with the Sheriff Department. And if that doesn't work, then we have an avenue to go around it. But our hope and prayer is that we can work with the Sheriff Department to serve these warrants and remove these violent criminals off our streets because they are out here with ski masks on.
Yeah.
They're out in the open, ski mask on, just committing crimes, and we will not tolerate that under the A. Brown administration.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump in here. You speak often as a gun violence survivor about the issue of public safety, and this is a top issue in the city.
Yes.
But there are many other challenges that the city faces. I mean, we got to talk about affordable housing, crumbling schools, tax issues. Why should people believe that you have the type of experience, competency, and integrity to lead this multi-billion dollar city?
Yes, mainly because I have a extensive history with working with the other side of the aisle and the opposite of everything. For example, my time in Harrisburg, building relationships to deliver for West Philadelphia. Before I went to Harrisburg, West Philadelphia, we were in bad shape, and now we're climbing out of that hole due to my leadership and my willingness to go up there with an open mind. And understanding that there's 203 representatives in the state of Pennsylvania and having that ability to sit down and listen to what their issues are and then explaining what's going on in my community and delivering for West Philly. We reached record numbers in bringing back tens of millions of dollars for West Philadelphia. And just that alone, that Harrisburg experience, being able to negotiate and deliver is going to be a major thing for the city that we don't have right now, you know. So yeah.
Some voters might say, though, if you're looking for Harrisburg experience, Sherelle Parker had a long career in Harrisburg. Sherelle Parker, by the way, is also running for mayor, leadership roles in Harrisburg. If they're looking for someone with relationships in Harrisburg, why should they go you over her?
Yeah, so it's not just relationships in Harrisburg. It's about the current conditions of our city and how we are not happy with our current city officials. The lawlessness, the regressive policies that have been supported or overlooked and ignored, and things that just slide through the cracks that are actually hurting people, not helping us. We need someone who has a history of making the bold decisions, who are not afraid of headlines, and has the courage to do what's right and not what's popular. In our city, we just need a fresh start and a new beginning. I'm the youngest candidate in this race. I have a connection to the young people, and the young people, there's serious problems in the streets right now. And the message coming from me, it resonates different with our young people than it would someone else.
Is that your base of support, the youth?
One of them. We have many. We have many base of support, because then you also have the seasoned citizen population who, like, no, it's the young people's time. We need to invest in our young folks, get them involved, because they are the future. It is our time to take care of the people who took care of us. And young leadership, fresh legs, ready and willing to do the work and have the energy to take those 2-3 a.m. phone calls when there's a victim or a crime scene. I will be that mayor that will be present. I take the calls now as a state rep. Yeah. I took the calls before that.
So let me ask you this. I mean, there's a lot of people in this race. A lot of them do have a lot more experience. Let's say you are not elected on May 16th. You're young. You're new to Harrisburg. What is the future for you? How do you see? Because this could be something that sort of lifts you to something else. What are you looking to accomplish here beyond this?
I'm looking to wherever the people want me to go. You know, this is not something that, you know, this is not my agenda to move my personal personal resume forward. This is not that. There's a large population in the city who want a fresh start. We're tired of what's going on in the city. And the typical political system have been failing us, and I'm not part of that. I'm not tied into any political family. I am right in the middle. I do business with everybody to bring change to my community. And that's what we need right now. Someone who doesn't see party, doesn't see gender, doesn't see race. And I will be a mayor for each and every person. No matter who you pray to, no matter who you go home to, I will be a present active mayor for everyone.
All right. Well, we do have to leave it there. A lot of questions we didn't get to, but perhaps another time. Amen Brown is a mayoral candidate currently representing District 10 in the state Pennsylvania House of Representatives. Amen Brown, thank you for joining us on Studio 2.
No, thank you.